All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome in, Hoop Ballers, to another Thursday night edition of your Box Score Breakdown. As always, I'm your host, David Bracey, here with my guy, Chris. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, David. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. I feel like I may be coming down with something over here myself, but, you know, I love the game, and the game never stops, so I'm excited to talk about these box scores tonight, even though it's only a short card. But hey, you know, gotta love it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's games to watch, it's always fun.
That's right. Absolutely. And even though it is a short card, I guess off the top, we can just start really briefly by just going through the fact that the All-Star starters were announced tonight. Obviously, on the West, LeBron was the captain, and on the East, Giannis. Really briefly, I'll just run through the starters. On the West side, we've got LeBron, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Luka Doncic, and Kawhi Leonard rounding out the starting five for the Western All-Stars. And on the opposite side, we have Captain Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Kemba Walker, Pascal Siakam, and Trae Young rounding out the starters for the East. Interesting to see. I'm happy to see Trae Young and Pascal getting their first All-Star appearances, and love the fact that it's in the starting lineup. Both of them have been having pretty strong seasons, Trae especially. So definitely, I mean, no contest there. And then on the West side of the ball, definitely love to see the fact that Luka is in the starting lineup. I mean, we've been hearing rumblings throughout this entire season, and I mean, in the preseason leading up to it, that this league was very soon going to be Luka Doncic. So maybe this is the start of his ascension to that perennial all-star player that he really looks like he's going to be. But
as far as fantasy goes, obviously not really fantasy relevant, just something fun to kind of talk about. Do you have any thoughts about the starters on either side of the ball here?
No. That's, I think it's most of these are well-deserved vote getters, and I'm very excited to see LeBron and Doncic sharing the court together. That'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's going to be really, really fun. I'm sure we can, as we can expect, a very, very high scoring game. Being in Chicago, I'm sure they're going to want to put on a show in the house that MJ built. So very excited to see what the All-Star game ends up looking like. And something to do over the Valentine's Day weekend that for me is going to be otherwise pretty uneventful. So happy to have some hoops going on over the holiday period there, and really, really looking forward to it. So I guess let's go ahead and just dive right into our first game of the night. We saw the Washington Wizards beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 124-112. On the Washington side of the ball, Bradley Beal got 29 minutes for 36 points on 15-22 shooting, absolutely blistering. 4 3-pointers tonight, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, no defensive stats, and 3 turnovers. When Beal's in the lineup and healthy, I mean, we know how the guy plays. He's an absolute baller. The shutdown risk is definitely there. I think they're at 15 wins tonight now with this victory over the Cavs. So it doesn't look like their season's really going anywhere but to the bottom in a hurry. So definitely a situation just to keep your eye on, possibly a sell high after big games like that. But for the owners out there, Beal, I'm sure you already knew that. Thomas Bryant got 17 minutes tonight for 9 points on 4 of 5 from the field, 3 rebounds, no defensive stats, no turnovers. Jan Mahimi started the center spot tonight for 28 minutes, 7 points on 2 of 4 shooting, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, no defensive stats, and assists and 2 turnovers. Gary Payton II started tonight but only played 5 minutes, did absolutely nothing with them, only 3 rebounds. And Isaiah Thomas started at the point guard tonight for 22 minutes on 13 points, 5 of 12 shooting, gave you 3 threes, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a block unexpectedly, no steals, and 3 turnovers. Off the bench, we saw Isaac Bonga get 22 minutes for 9 points on 3 of 3 shooting, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Jordan McRae got 17 minutes for 4 points and 2 assists. Troy Brown Jr. got 25 minutes off of the bench for 8 points on 3 of 5 shooting, contributed 8 rebounds, 3 assists, no defensive stats, no turnovers. Ish Smith got 25 minutes off of the bench for 17 points on 6 of 14 shooting, gave you a 3, gave you 4 rebounds and 5 assists with 2 steals and no turnovers. So a pretty solid line from Ish tonight. And then, of course, Davis Bertans back in the lineup, 26 minutes off of the bench, 17 points and 6 of 10 shooting, gave you the 4 threes. I mean, we know this guy's a specialist and he's going to hit threes in a high volume here, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, no blocks, and no turnovers. As far as the Wizards go, we pretty much know who the fantasy relevant players are. Still waiting for Thomas Bryant kind of to get back up to speed here after he's coming back from that long absence. But I mean, you'll take 4 or 5 shooting for 9 points and 3 rebounds with no turnovers. Pretty much any time. I mean, he doesn't really hurt you anywhere, and he's pretty solid as far as percentages go. So you appreciate that. Any thoughts from you really about the Washington Wizards?
I was happy to see Thomas Bryant getting the start tonight, but still only 17 minutes. I was surprised they started him alongside Mahimi, but I guess it's a step in the right direction. Hopefully, I think they're taking it easy on him. By the time, like, when he's really 100%, I think he will be back. The minutes will go back up.
Yeah.
So hold tight. And yeah, Davis Bertans is back. He was a bit slow coming out of the gate, coming back from that injury. But the past couple of games, we got the Bertans that's been doing work for us throughout the season. He's back. So yeah, other than that, I think, yeah, you pretty much covered it. One thing I want to ask you is, I think a lot of people are thinking, now that they're back healthy, what to do with Troy Brown Jr. and Jordan McRae, who was scoring the ball, who had the hot hand for a while there?
Yeah, you know, personally, I think between the two, I'd definitely rather have Troy Brown Jr. Just because I think his fantasy value is going to be a little bit more consistent than Jordan McRae, simply because I think Jordan McRae was really just filling a huge hole that the Wizards had as far as their need for volume scoring, because that's truthfully what, in my opinion, Jordan McRae is. Troy Brown, similar. I just think that he's going to contribute more, especially defensively. I think he lends himself to get more steals, which is something that, I mean, is definitely valuable in the fantasy setting, especially in the Nine Cat League. So, yeah, if I had to pick between the two, I would definitely say I'm going to roll with Troy Brown Jr. over McRae. However, I think to your point, now that the Wizards are, I mean, I guess they're never truly healthy since they're missing John Wall, but they have more of their players back. Their roster is more complete. We can expect that both of their production to kind of drop back here. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more. I have already moved on from McRae in a couple of my leagues where I was able to ride him while he was hot, but I think it's safe to cut him now. And Troy Brown is definitely, fantasy-wise, the better asset that will give you contribution across the board. And I think they still got Gary Payton started tonight, but like you said, only played 5 minutes, so they might as well start Troy Brown, right? So I think he has a better chance of actually getting on the court and playing. Now, on to the Cleveland side. We have Kevin Love scoring 21 points on 8 of 19 shooting with 3 three-pointers, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. And in the backcourt, we have Colin Sexton, who lead the Cleveland in scoring tonight with 29 points on very efficient 10 of 15 shooting. It was 2 of 2 from downtown and hitting all 7 of his free throws. Also have 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. His backcourt mate, Darius Garland, had a horrible shooting night, only 4 of 17, contributed 13 points, had 3 three-pointers, 1 rebound, and 4 assists. No defensive stats. Chetty Osman had 9 points on 4 of 11 shooting, had 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Was helping out on the defensive end, but not so much on offense. Tristan Thompson started at center, had 6 points and 3 rebounds and 1 assist. He was completely outplayed by Larry Nance Jr. coming off the bench. Played 28 minutes, had 22 points on 10 of 14 shooting, had 2 three-pointers, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. It's a big game for Larry Nance. The rest of the Cleveland bench, not much to see. We have Alfonso McKinney and who just signed a 10-day contract with Cleveland, had 7 points in 18 minutes on 3 of 6 shooting and 3 rebounds. Dante Exum had 2 points, and John Henson had 3 points and 1 rebound and 3 assists. I think that's all the ones that's of interest here from Cleveland side. And yeah, I hope you, for all your fantasy players out there, you picked up Larry Nance Jr. sometime last week or early this week when we told you to. And he's now looking like he's fully healthy and he's getting the minutes, he's getting the run, while Tristan Thompson starts to tail off from his hot start. So as long as he's getting those minutes, keep riding him while he's hot. And, you know, like there's all these trade rumors surrounding Love wanting to get moved, Tristan Thompson. So if one of them gets moved, it's going to be Larry Nance's time to shine. Anything you see from the Cleveland side, David?
I completely agree with you about Larry Nance. Definitely hope that people pulled the trigger on him and got him off of the waiver wire when they had the opportunity to, because I think that he's going to continue to play pretty strong down the stretch here. I'm definitely wondering what's going to end up happening with that whole Cleveland Cavalier front court. Because, yeah, we keep hearing these trade rumors, I mean, continuously about Kevin Love. It seems like every single season there's a Kevin Love trade rumor, and yet no trade ever seems to materialize. I'm assuming one probably won't this season, once again, simply because of the duration of his contract, the health concerns around him and his age. However, we'll see. Maybe if a contender feels like he's the missing piece that they need, they might buy in right before the trade deadline. Crazier things have happened, so we'll see what happens. I definitely would assume Tristan Thompson is probably the more likely piece to be moved. I definitely would be surprised if both of them were still on the team post-trade deadline. So, yeah, I guess definitely a situation to monitor, something to wait and see on, and I guess we'll just see what happens on the 8th.
Yep.
All right, heading into our second game here tonight, we saw the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Brooklyn Nets. Lakers coming up with the win on the back of LeBron James, 128-113. And LeBron James did his thing tonight with his 91st career triple-double. 33 minutes tonight for 27 points on 11-19 shooting. Gave you three threes, perfect 2-of-2 from the free throw line. 12 rebounds, 10 assists, a steal, a block, and 5 turnovers. Absolutely monstrous line tonight from LBJ. Anthony Davis got 26 minutes tonight for 16 points on 4-of-9 from the field. Gave you a 3 with 7-of-8 from the free throw line. Contributed 11 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, and 2 turnovers. So definitely a strong line from AD tonight, even in the limited minutes. So working his way back from the litany of injuries that he continuously, you know, amasses throughout a season. So we know how that goes. Just glad that he's in the lineup and healthy. Dwight Howard started in the center's position for 22 minutes tonight, 14 points on 7-of-10 from the field, contributed 12 rebounds, 6 offensively, 1 assist, 2 steals, a block, and a turnover. Strong line from Dwight tonight. Of course, a lot of that is probably impacted by AD's limited minutes, but definitely like to see those contributions from Dwight. Danny Green got 19 minutes tonight for 14 points on 5-of-9 from the field, gave you 4 threes, a rebound, 2 steals, no assists, no turnovers, and a block. Avery Bradley starting at the point guard position tonight for 20 minutes on 2 points on 1-of-8 from the field. Absolutely could not find the bottom of the rim tonight. No threes, gave you an assist, a steal, and a turnover. So pretty pedestrian line from Bradley tonight. Kyle Kuzma off of the bench, 28 minutes for 16 points on 5-of-9 shooting. Gave you 3 threes, 2 rebounds, an assist, 2 turnovers, and no defensive stats. KCP got 28 minutes tonight for 11 points on 3-of-5 shooting. Gave you 3 threes, 2-of-3 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, an assist, 2 turnovers, no defensive stats. And then Rajon Rondo, 22 minutes off the bench for 7 points on 3-of-7 shooting. Gave you a 3 tonight, along with 4 rebounds, 10 assists, no defensive stats, and 2 turnovers. The Lakers are rolling. LeBron looks great. AD, when he's in the lineup, is an absolute monster. We'll see what happens with the Lakers before the trade deadline. In my opinion, they're not really in a great position to bring in a high-profile asset via trade. However, as I said, crazier things have happened. Maybe if they're able to work out a multiple-team trade, this roster could be shaken up. So over the next couple of weeks, you definitely want to keep your eye on a lot of the contending teams to see what kind of talent they bring in, because I would assume that all of them are going to try to make some kind of push to separate themselves from the rest of the pack, especially in the West when it's pretty wide open. Any thoughts from you on the Lakers roster?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Dwight Howard had a big night because, AD was limited, and also McGee was out with the flu, so he had all the run he could get and definitely capitalized on that. And yeah, like, definitely keep an eye out with all the contending teams as we move towards the trade deadline. Now, moving on to the Brooklyn side, Kyrie, of course, led all scoring with 20 points on 7-of-17 shooting with 3 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. He also had 2 steals and a block. which is nice, good to see those defensive stats. His running mate, Spencer Dinwiddie, didn't shoot the ball well, only had 7 points on 3 of 9 shooting, and was 1 of 6 from downtown. But he did contribute 7 points and 7 rebounds and 13 assists. Torian Prince had 18 points on 6 of 13 shooting, had 3 three-pointers, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and also added 3 steals. So that's a pretty good line from Torian Prince. Joe Harris had a rather pedestrian night, just 6 points on 2 of 6 shooting, both 3-pointers, added 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. Jared Allen was fairly quieted as well, with 7 points and 8 rebounds and a block. While going up against the Lakers front court, it's no easy task. So I'm sure he's going to play a little better in the next game. Now on to the Brooklyn bench. Caris LeVert played 23 minutes, had 16 points, 2 three-pointers, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists and a steal. Wilson Chandler, we had a Wilson Chandler sighting at 15 points on 5 of 7 shooting, was 4 of 6 from downtown, and had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. And we also have Garrett Temple, who contributed 11 points on 4 of 8 shooting, with 3 three-pointers, 6 rebounds, and a steal. And Rodions Kurucs hit all of his shots from the field, including 2 three-pointers, totaling 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. And that's all the key guys from Brooklyn. We have 4 other guys that just kind of played down the stretch in the garbage time. Not much to see there. And fantasy-wise, I mean, Allen has been great. He's not the best center. He's not the best center out there, but he is solid, especially while DeAndre Jordan is out. He's going to get all the minutes he can handle. So keep riding him. He should be a double-double threat every night. And Dinwiddie's scoring, now that Kyrie is back, the scoring would be on and off. Like, he'll have his good games and his bad games, because the shooting was never good with Dinwiddie. So, but at least for the few games that Kyrie's back, the touches are still there. Tonight it's a bit of a low night, but I think for the first 4 games that Kyrie was back, he was still hovering like 13, 14 shots a game. So I think he's all right on that front. But yeah, bad shooting, inefficient shooting with not too much scoring. But I think they're running a lot of offense through him, so the assist numbers should stay. And yeah, that's all I can think of on the fantasy side of things. David, anything you want to talk about?
No, honestly, I think that you touched on it all. I guess one question for you would be, what's your take on Caris LeVert? Where are you at with his fantasy value? Are you holding him? Do you think he's a firm drop? Because I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews as far as people's outlook on the rest of his season production and what he's been doing for their fantasy teams.
I was never a big Caris LeVert guy, but I think as long as he's playing and he's getting the minutes and he will get those shots, he's going to be a fringe 12 team guy. But if you're in like a shallow 10 team, 18 league, he's a drop. That's for sure. Cause like, he's like a lot of these players out there, like, his main contribution is on the scoring side, and he doesn't shoot very well from the floor. So that really hurts you in the percentage categories. And with Kyrie and Dinwiddie doing most of the ball handling. Like, I just don't see him contributing much elsewhere. So that fantasy line left a lot to be desired. So it's usually a pretty empty scoring line from him, which I just don't like that kind of player on my team. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. All right. Well, before we head into our last game for the night, I just want to give a quick shout out, of course, to our incredible sponsors at mybookie.ag. You know, football is right around the corner. We got the Super Bowl coming up next weekend. And if you're not interested in football, we got plenty of NBA games going on, plenty of action to get involved in, plenty of games to place a wager, make money. Get your bets going now. MyBookie.ag has it all covered for you. They provide you with everything that you need to be at the top of your game when it comes to sports wagering. Plain and simple. And if you're not too fond or too familiar with sports wagering, let our incredible team here at HoopBall get you started off on the right foot. We here at HoopBall have our HoopBall Gaming Twitter that is going to provide you with free betting advice before all your games to get you the best possible wagering, period. I mean, you can't beat that. It's uncompromised customer service that we provide you here and that mybookie.ag provides you online. Head on over to mybookie.ag to make your predictions a reality. MyBookie is one of the most trusted in the industry. And if you're looking for a sports book to go make some bets, MyBookie is where you want to go. You can pool your bets together for a bigger payout. Let's say you have a couple of big favorites. You parlay your wagers, and it lets you bet multiple games together. And if they all come through, you win. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000, a grand. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Who doesn't love free money? I know I do. All you have to do is use our promo code today to activate the offer. Once again, that promo code today. Use it. Get your extra cash from MyBookie. Win your wagers. And don't forget, tune in and check us out at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter for all your betting info. MyBookie.ag. Bet. Win. Get paid. All right. Bringing up the rear here in our three-card slate for Thursday evening, we have the Mavericks coming up with the win in the Moda Center, beating the Trailblazers 133-125. Tim Hardaway Jr. got 28 minutes tonight, 11 points on 4 of 9 shooting, gave you a rebound, 4 assists, no defensive stats, and a turnover. Dorian Finney-Smith, 32 minutes, 11 points on 3 of 5 shooting, 10 rebounds, 3 threes, a steal, 2 blocks, and a turnover. KP playing tonight, starting 25 minutes at the center position, 20 points on 6 of 11 shooting, 3 threes, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, an assist, 2 blocks, a steal, and a turnover. Solid line tonight from KP. We know he's going to get all the run he can handle, especially with the loss of Dwight Powell. So let's hope that he can stay healthy, can stay in the lineup, and can keep producing. Luka Doncic, 34 minutes tonight for 27 points on 11 of 25 from the field, 2 threes on 11 attempts, 3 of 6 in the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, and 3 turnovers. Production across the board from Luka tonight. Starting to see the concerns rise a little bit for the percentages, the concerns that we had last season, especially from the free throw line, given the amount of attempts that he's put up. And 2 of 11 from the three-point line. I mean, he's really, really getting those shots up. But the productions continue to come, and he's still very, very strong, as we all know. Seth Curry, 25 minutes tonight, 17 points on 6 of 11 shooting. Gave you 4 threes, a rebound, 2 assists, a steal, no turnovers, and no blocks. Off of the bench, Maxi Kleba, 22 minutes, 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Gave you 2 threes, 4 rebounds, an assist, 3 blocks, no steals, and no turnovers. We know Kleba's going to get all the run he can handle. They're really going to be looking to him, especially with KP being in and out of the lineup. Kleba is versatile. He contributes across the board. I'm a big, big fan of him. I'm sure he was probably dropped in a lot of leagues because of the fact that KP was coming back, because Dwight Powell was still healthy, and then Dwight Powell went and blew out his Achilles. So there goes Dwight Powell, and welcome back, Maxi Kleba. We missed you. DeLon Wright, 28 minutes off of the bench, 9 points on 4 of 7 shooting, gave you 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a turnover, and no defensive stats. And then Jalen Brunson tonight off the bench, 16 minutes, 17 points, and 6 of 10 shooting, gave you 4 threes, gave you 3 rebounds, an assist, no turnovers, and no defensive stats. So between DeLon Wright and Jalen Brunson, I definitely I personally think that I would rather have Jalen Brunson. I know DeLon Wright is more of a name, quote unquote, if you will, in fantasy circles. So people are kind of going to be rolling with him a little bit more. I know on our Tuesday show we briefly talked about DeLon Wright, and Hake is still holding on to him for dear life. So for those of us who have DeLon Wright, you're going to continue to hold on him because he's going to continue to produce across the board in a modicum amount. But in my personal opinion, I would just rather roll with Jalen Brunson. I think he's more explosive offensive player. I think that on the nights that he does contribute, it's usually in a higher volume. And personally, I'm just more of a fan of him, of his fantasy stat set, than DeLon Wright. But as far as the Mavericks go, like I said, Maxi Kleba is really the guy who you wanted to grab off the waiver wire here. I'm sure he's been all but snatched up as far as that goes, but definitely all the value in the world, all the opportunity in the world here for Kleba. So really, really excited to see his production over the next couple months. Any thoughts from you about the Dallas Mavericks?
I think you have it covered, and yeah, totally agree with you on Kleba. As sad as we are to see someone blow out his Achilles like Dwight Powell did, it's we have to welcome back Maxi Kleba. He's got that same unicornish stat set that gives you the blocks and the three pointers from a big man position. So he's gonna have great value rest of the season. Now, moving on to the Portland side, and who else than Damian Lillard with 47 points on 16 of 28 shooting, had 8 three-pointers, and hit all 7 of his shots from the charity stripe, also contributed 6 rebounds and 8 assists and a steal. He was doing everything for Portland. And with McCollum out, Dallas did not hesitate. I saw the game and they would not hesitate to double team Lillard. But Lillard was so good that he would always find a way out, either with a pass or somehow get his shot off. This guy is just great. Other than Lillard, we have Carmelo Anthony with 16 points on 7 of 21 shooting, with 2 three-pointers, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block. Trevor Ariza, making his Portland debut, had 21 points on 7 of 11 shooting, had 4 three-pointers, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. So doing his job as that 3-and-D guy. And we'll see if he can keep this up. Hassan Whiteside had 14 points and 10 rebounds plus a block. Starting for McCollum is Anthony Simons, who only played 23 minutes and was 2 of 7 from the field for 5 points with 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a block. So obviously not a very good game from Simons, but I would imagine they continue to start him in place of McCollum. Off the bench, The only guy worth mentioning is Gary Trent Jr., who played 31 minutes and was hot from the field, had 20 points on 7 of 10 shooting, and was 6 of 7 from downtown. Also contributed 2 rebounds and an assist. Caleb Swanigan also played 23 minutes, but only had 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists to show for it. Also added a block. And that was pretty much it. The only other person that made the court for Portland was Mario Hezonja, who only played 14 minutes, didn't hit a single shot from the field, and had 1 rebound. And that was it for Portland. So as I mentioned, Lillard's doing all the work while McCollum's out. And Simons, there's been a lot of talk going into the seasons on how highly the organization regards Simon. But throughout the season, the kid definitely has potential. So I think he remains a dynasty league target. However, he's just too inconsistent, a bit too young right now to be a reliable source for your fantasy team. Anything else you see from the Portland side, David?
No, I definitely agree with you. I agree with all your points.
All right. So, yeah, we'll see if Trevor Ariza can continue on this role.
Yeah, he was definitely rolling tonight. So he's got all the opportunity in the world there on the wing, because clearly they're hurting for production there on the wing. And we saw a very disgruntled Damian Lillard at the end of the game there on the end of the bench, looking very unhappy with the situation in Portland. So hopefully, like you said, CJ comes back soon. I'm sure when he does, that'll eat somewhat into Trevor Ariza's production. But like I said, they need help on the wing there. They can't expect Melo to do it all, and I don't think anybody definitely does at this point. So we will see.
One thing interesting is they started both Anthony and Ariza tonight. Like, you think this is the way to go? Like, I mean, both of them, with their age, their ideal position is the four. But one of them is forced to play the three right now. You think they can keep this up?
You know, honestly, I feel like they can for two reasons. First reason being, I don't know who they would start over Melo at the four. Because, again, the Trailblazers outside of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, before, of course, the acquisition of Hassan Whiteside, I mean, that talent-wise, there's not a whole lot of proven scoring ability there. So I just don't see who they would be rolling with if it wasn't Melo. And then the other reason being, I feel like that lineup suits their style of play a lot better, because they like to get up and down the court. They like to run. And in the modern NBA, we've clearly seen that traditional fours, traditional fives are becoming a very, very antiquated a part of your lineup. So I think that this is definitely a lineup that we should probably expect to see them continue to roll with. I'm sure that they will continue to have you know, people kind of coming in and out of lineup, riding different hot hands, just because of the turnstile type of offense that they have outside of, like I said, those core guards. But yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a good point. It's definitely something to monitor, because I noticed that myself as well. And tonight, I mean, they didn't get the win, but they were definitely getting shots up and they were making shots in a hurry. So we'll see.
Yeah, my only concern here is, although Ariza is known as a 3-and-D guy, but at his advanced age, his defense is just not that well. He always stumbles upon steals. He just has a knack for those. But real on-the-ball defense, he's not what he used to be. And this forward pairing really is going to have some defensive issues. So we will see.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, like I said, pretty short card tonight, only three games. So that's going to do it for us here for your Thursday night box score breakdown. Chris, do you have any projects coming up with HoopBall this week?
No, nothing of note. Nothing too exciting. I'm jumping in on the betting site, and as David mentioned earlier, yeah, give the boys at HoopBall Gaming a follow. They've been helping me out, as I'm a total novice when it comes to betting, but I've been winning with these guys' advice. So yeah, definitely give them a follow.
So you can't beat that. What great promotion right there. I mean, spoken from somebody who is getting the experience firsthand. The guys over at HoopBall are taking care of our guys, and they take care of you. So definitely, like Chris said, take advantage of that, because who doesn't like to make money? I know I do. So like I said, hit them up on Twitter. Chris, where can the people find you on Twitter?
You can reach out to me at CmanUBC on Twitter, and I'll be happy to answer any question you throw my way. How about you, David? Where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter at DFB_3. Slide in my DMs. Hit me up with all your fantasy questions. Always happy to help, and usually up late, so holler at me. And as far as that goes, from everybody here for your Thursday night box score breakdown, I want to say thank you again for tuning in to another incredible edition. We will see you next week. Chris, have a great evening. Everybody, take it easy.
Good night.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.